Today we kick off a weekly series called Dispatches from the Downturn, our look at how companies are coping with a recession. First stop, a small business with a sweet tooth.
My name is Diane Crone, and my company is called K Chocolatier. We have two chocolate stores in California, and I have been in the luxury chocolate business off and on since 1973. So these are our whipped dark chocolate truffles. They're individually hand-cut, so they're all irregular. They have a chocolate center that is made from our family recipe. There's a little bit of rum in there, and they are every woman's dream chocolate. I used to make them in New York for Jackie Kennedy. All that chocolate on my tongue, and that's good enough reason to live. Well, we perhaps are the most expensive chocolates in the United States. We have little mini boxes that are $10. They're four pieces of chocolate. And then we have our truffle, which is probably about $80 a pound. We are feeling this kind of business climate differently than other people because our customers are very loyal. Perhaps they don't buy four packages at a time. They buy one for someone and one for themselves. But they seem to always buy one for themselves. For your sweetheart, though, you have to give a gift. And we are fortunate that it's chocolate, which makes people feel good. And in a way, we are recession-proof. So people perhaps are not buying the cashmere scarf, but they're coming and they're buying a box of our famous truffles. Once you taste one of these, you're hooked forever. So the minute someone walks into my shop, I give them a sample. And then they're all mine forever and ever, and they send it to all their friends, and the rest is history. If I die young,
at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. That sweet Valentine note from producer Nancy Fargali. Day to Day is an oh-so-sweet production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.